hear the sound of a mighty rushing wave.
Welcome to Issues weekly broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible, real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth." Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Around me, I see prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the time, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father saying, "Son, go get my children." Yeah, and at the midnight cry, we'll be good.
Good evening, everyone listening this evening to Spirit 88.3 FM Kumasi, Ghana. This is Issues of Life. I'm Eben, and I'll be with you from now till 9:30. And I believe you will be blessed as we go through this evening. First, I'll start with some of the news happening, and then we'll talk about the important decision series I've been on. Last week, I started with fear, dealing with fear in the system now. And tonight I'm continuing from there. We link it up with how to build our faith. And these are very serious times we live in, and it's important we address these critical things. And it's very, very important because the news is something else. But, well, the Word of God assures us that these are the times we'll be seeing these things. So you shouldn't be surprised, but it's important we understand it from the Word of God, the angle from the Word of God. Then our faith can be sustained. All right, I'm Eben, and greetings to our listeners, other places outside the city of Kumasi, outside Ghana as well. All right, so let me start with this. Matthew 24, verse 6. Where it says, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places." He goes on, "All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and they shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." So these are the times Jesus comes, the season before his coming. These are the words of Jesus in the red-lettered Bibles, if you read his own words, saying there will be wars and rumors of wars. These are just the beginning. And he said, these things must come to pass. So there are some things which we cannot stop through prayer, no. But we can pray for the grace and his mercies and his provision and deliverance to endure and to go through it. You see, so we have to understand the dynamics of some things happening in the world now and put it in perspective to what the Word of God says. So as for wars and rumors of wars, we can't stop them. They will be coming. the word of God says these things must come. Because if they don't also happen, then the word of God is also not true. And since the word of God is true, then some things will be happening. We'll be seeing the wars, the rumors of wars. I started with this because, I mean, for anyone following the international news, these are the key things now. And it's amazing how some people just have no idea what is coming. We are, if care is not taken, I mean, the world is sitting on the brink of a potential third world war issue, and it's like some people have no idea at all what is coming, what is ahead. Well, it's only God who knows what will happen, whether it would indeed, Russia will indeed go ahead and do it. But, well, let me start with the news, then we can go on and discuss some of these things extensively. All right, let me start with the weather, where we have Tropical Storm Anna kills at least 88 in southern and eastern Africa. And the weather has been extreme this year. It started on a very rough note, very, very rough. You know, America is today, eastern America is experiencing some wild blizzards, that's cold snow, and the wind is also hurricane strong type of winds. And it's quite, some news items are saying if it may be record breaking, and those are very extreme weathers indeed. The earthquakes, Tonga area, they had an earthquake this week. Lots, you know, you see, sometimes people think, oh, nothing is happening. If you go to usgs.gov, you see today, I have not checked today's one, but you go there today, you see the number of quakes that have happened today alone. You see the number of quakes that have happened this week, and you'll be amazed. A lot is happening. And, you know, normally when, unless it's a real shaking in the city before it becomes news most times, but a lot of it just go on and it's not really reported in the news. So unless you go to USGS, you won't even know it happens. But yeah, the word of God said it. The earthquakes will happen, and it's coming, it's happening. I read one report some time back in which the analysis they were making was of the view that sometimes the numbers are even suppressed so that it doesn't induce a lot of fear in the society. And all, you know, these things, everything is possible. In the era where we are in, where scientists have become liars and all those things, all these things are possible. Suppressing information, you can't really be so sure of what you have been told. But, you know, the things are happening, but sometimes they don't want, they massage the information so that that's to let people live as though nothing is happening. Okay, so the big ones for the week, the US, Russia, Ukraine, NATO, EU. Yeah, let's talk about it. So it started, the big one was US rejects Russian demand to stop Ukraine from joining NATO. So Russia gave them an ultimatum to write their response and bring. And so U.S. Secretary of State wrote the response, and it was delivered to the Russian government, in which they said, no way, we cannot stop Ukraine from joining NATO. So technically, that's the main thing Russia is holding on and hanging on to. And that's the basis for, I mean, trying to attack or invade Ukraine. So that's what happened. And the U.S. has rejected Russia's demand to bar Ukraine from NATO amid warnings Russia might invade its neighbor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was giving Russia a formal response to its demands to resolve the Ukraine crisis. So Mr. Blinken gave no concessions, but said that he was offering Russia a serious diplomatic path forward should Russia choose it. So now all eyes are on Russia to see what they will do. But yesterday, one news came which has sent more shivers through the spine of people who are worried about it. And where Biden says, well, the U.S. will be sending some troops to Eastern Europe, not directly in Ukraine, but the bordering nations bordering Ukraine. But then the bigger one was the fact that Russia was moving medical supplies towards the Ukrainian border, including blood supplies. And clearly, I mean, if they are moving blood supplies, that means then they know they are going to engage in war and they will be wounded. Yeah, people will be wounded. Blood will be needed, hospital care. And also, that movement yesterday being reported is one major step to show that they are really serious with what they are doing. Well, anything is possible. They can still backtrack. But, you know, one report I was reading yesterday was, you know, Russia has invested so much to move about 125,000 soldiers to surround Ukraine. And now it's like you've showed your force, like, yeah, we can do. And now they are in a fix, because it's either they go ahead and do it and face the consequences, or they withdraw. And it's like, and some see it as that humiliation, the fact that, well, they when they withdraw and they don't even, so it's like, after all, you did in ya, who in ya, went to anya, you know. That perception is what some security analysts fear, that, well, then they will just ignore all the risks and then go ahead and invade. You know, so it's just a matter of time. Everybody is watching and waiting what Vladimir Putin will do regarding their move. So Russia has amassed more than 125,000 troops along Ukraine's border as concerns mount. And then we also have Pentagon officials said on Friday that the buildup of Russian troops along Ukraine's border is the largest since the Cold War. And that is quite serious. That's quite serious. 125,000 is not a small number at all. And then the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, that's the U.S. Overall General, the Joint Chief of Staff, said that he warned that the conflict in Eastern Europe would be horrific. And it's so because U.S. and a number of European countries, NATO countries, have sent very powerful ammunition in support. So they've sent them to Ukraine so that they can also use it to attack or defend themselves. But it's all something which shows that all is not well down there. And this article on CNN is quite an interesting piece. Let me read a portion of it. It says, how a Russian invasion of Ukraine would reverberate around the world. And it goes on to say that experts fear it could usher a new era of uncertainty in Eastern Europe, disrupt supply chains and the global economy, and force a shift in geopolitical influence that damages the credibility of the West. Then, as the threat of a Russian move into Ukraine has grown, as too has the volume of the West's rhetoric. So U.S. President Joe Biden told CNN on Tuesday, there would be severe consequences over any Russian invasion. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the country would contribute to any new NATO deployments in the wake of an attack, whilst French President Emmanuel Macron said the costs will be very high if Putin decides to move. Ukraine borders several NATO states, and there will be a great deal of concern that this will not just, this is not just something happening nearby that could have spillover effects, but then their security will be threatened. And this is according to Gold Davis, who is a security analyst and expert. And as many as 8,500 US troops have been put on heightened alert for a possible deployment to Eastern Europe, Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said on Monday. And then three U.S. officials familiar with the discussion also told CNN that the United States and allies could send extra deployment to Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary in the coming days. And then, you know, goes on to talk about the fact that, you know, Russia supplies significant percentage of their, you know, liquefied LNG that is used for heating in Europe, and currently this cold winter, if Russia decides to turn off the pipes, that would be terrible for them. And Ukraine also is a major grain exporter, I think the fifth or so. So if number five, number six top exports in, grain exports in the world, so exporter in the world. So with such things happening, it can also affect food supplies across the globe. And, you know, so the effects can be enormous. And no one knows exactly if it happens. No one knows how things will shape up and all. So it's more of like uncertainty, the unknown. So it's like, well, let's wait and see type of thing. So that's the world we are in, this Russia thing. So we just watch and see. But only thing we can do is to pray. But then the funny part of it is the fact that, you see, the when it comes to some of these things, you realize, let me rephrase it this way. The Chinese, for instance, they are just watching and then seeing how America will react to it, because they also have their plans to also invade and take over Taiwan. So they are just watching. They've not said anything. If all that is happening, it's like quietly watching. And so how America behaves and how the other Western allies behave, okay, so that will determine how the Chinese will react. Okay, so if they show weakness, oh, then we can also go for Taiwan. These people are weak. They can't do anything. So these are all scenarios that are on the table. But then the Chinese ambassador says that support of Taiwan independence could spark U.S. military conflict with China. And this is a warning that he is giving. Indeed, this week, the Chinese they also did their moves. Dozens of Chinese warplanes fly near Taiwan after U.S.-Japan show of naval might. So China sent 39 warplanes into Taiwanese air defense zone on Sunday, according to Taiwan's defense ministry. And then the largest such incursion this year, the flights by PLA aircraft, the People's Liberation Army aircraft, came a day after the U.S. and Japanese navies put on a massive show of force in the Philippine Sea, putting together a flotilla that included two Navy aircraft carriers, two amphibious assault ships, and a Japanese helicopter destroyer, essentially a small aircraft carrier. Two U.S.-guided missile cruisers and five destroyers were also part of the exercise. The Philippine Sea is the area of the Pacific Ocean east of Taiwan, between the self-ruled island and the U.S. territories of Guam and Northern Mariana Islands. We did not say how close the flotilla was to Taiwan. So those are the wars and rumors of wars. And then ultimately, we just have to pray. Because, you see, these are not things we can just ignore and it won't affect us. Now, the way the world system operates, it will affect the whole world if any of these things happens. You know, crude prices will go up astronomically. We all know the effect of crude pricing and the fuel issues and how it relates to everything in this country. So, well, we can only pray. That's the only thing we can do. But then, you know, this week there was this other article again that warning how the world shortage and the high cost of fertilizer is really going to affect food production this year. You see, there's a crisis, but, you know, it's a bit on the low key. You don't hear about it, but we are seeing it. You go to market, prices are going up every day. Things are going up. It's not this country's problem. It's not Ghana's problem alone. It's a world issue. There's a shortage of fertilizer. The cost is really expensive. So it even means that if farmers even get it, things will be, their food, the production will be expensive and all that. So these are all some of the dynamics of the state of the world we are in. And as believers, we should understand these things and where it's coming from and where it's headed. As the Holy Spirit leads us, we understand better some of these things. Okay, so let's get into some other news where we have Chicago schools are training teachers that sex is not rooted in biology. I mean, gender sex is what that, and they tell teachers to hide gender pronouns from parents. So in effect, they're saying that Chicago public schools now mandated a teacher training program that declared sex a social construct and threatened punishment if faculty didn't use students' preferred pronouns, multiple teachers told Fox News Digital. So this 104 slide PowerPoint presentation echoed a number of left-leaning talking points that have surfaced in training across the country. So titled it Supporting Transgender, Non-Binary, and Gender Non-Conforming Students. The presentation argued that everyone has multiple overlapping identities and that sex is assigned at birth. And then goes on to say gender and sex are socially constructed, meaning they've been created and enforced enforced by people in the society. One slide from the presentation reads, and then others say that the notes claim that the concepts of gender and sex are actually not rooted in biology, and then instead they are socially constructed, which means they have been created and enforced by people in a society. I mean, how? So to say that somebody is a boy is somebody's imagination enforced that person is a boy, not that person was born a boy. That's what they are saying. And it's serious because it goes on to say that part of the presentation instructed teachers not to inform parents about students identifying as different gender and then using different pronouns, etc. Discussing a student's transition with their parent or guardian without the student's explicit consent is not permitted, reads one of the slides. Disclosure of this kind can create an unsafe situation for the student. This is both a legal and safety concern, and there is no age restriction on this guidance. The notes add that parental consent is not required for a student's name, gender marker, or pronoun change. The issue has become more prominent as recent California mother Jessica Conan sent a legal complaint to her child school district, alleging that teachers manipulated her daughter to try and switch genders, as well as hide those efforts from her parents. In a statement to Fox News, CPS said that the Chicago Public Schools said that they are working to provide students with a high quality, equitable education in a welcoming and inclusive learning environment. To uphold these values, all CPS staff must take the Supporting Transgender, Non-Binary, and Gender Non-Conforming Students training. This training was developed and tailored to school staff and is not shared with the students. And you see, these days when you hear the word inclusive, I mean, then you know that here comes trouble. Inclusive. Okay, Apple, iPhones, those who use iPhones, this news is for you. So, pregnant person emoji coming to Apple iPhones. So a pregnant man emoji and a pregnant person emoji are coming to Apple iPhones with its latest updates, iOS 15.4, sparking controversy. The pregnant emoji, these people aren't new for some, since they arrived as part of the update that the Emoji Encyclopedia, that's an Emojipedia, announced in September 2021. However, Apple's version of the emoji were released Thursday as part of iOS 15.4 beta, a voluntary system update iPhone users can choose to install. The update will come to all iPhone users later this year. So the push to include everyone in pregnancy has erupted in controversy, with some cultural commentators arguing that the effort to make the biologically specific phenomenon all-inclusive erases factors that make women distinctive from men and even dehumanizes women. Emojipedia faced some criticism when it first announced the pregnant man and pregnant person emoji in September last year. The company said in a blog post that the new figures may be used for representation by trans men, non-binary people, or women with short hair. Though, of course, use of this emoji is not limited to these groups. And, you know, this transgender thing is just getting off and off. This next news is another. Biden administration allows transgender male convicts to be housed with women in federal prisons. If this is not absurdity, how else can you describe it? The Biden administration issued radical new transgender prisons earlier this month, reversing Trump-era guidance and allowing male convicts who say they are transgender. So you just have to say it, that's all. I mean, just say, I am this. So who say they are transgender to be housed with women, putting female inmates at increased risk of sexual assault. On January 13, the Federal Bureau of Prisons quietly updated its transgender offender manual to restore Obama administration guidelines that recommended federal prisoners be housed according to gender identity. The move reverses a subsequent Trump policy that required inmates in federal prisons to be placed based on their biological sex. That is common sense. According to the new manual, the BOP will now determine whether to place prisoners in line with their alleged gender identities on a case-by-case basis without reference to anatomy. So you see, you are, oh no, this world, this generation, no, no, no. In deciding whether to assign a transgender or intersex inmate to a facility for male or female inmates, the agency shall consider on a case-by-case basis whether a placement would ensure the inmate's health and safety and whether the placement would present management or security problems, the document states. The manual also makes clear that gender-confused inmates' wishes are to be given significant weight when deciding housing assignments. In making housing units and programming assignments, a transgender or intersex inmate's own views with respect to his or her own safety must be given serious consideration, it reads. The BOP noted that transgender prisoners ordinarily may not be considered for transfer unless they have not committed serious infractions such as rape or homicide within the last year, but added that they may be considered on a case-by-case basis at any time. The policies do not apply to state prisons. The Biden administration's new prison rules come despite recent reports across liberal states of male convicts who identify as transgender assaulting female inmates. In California, transfers of men to women's state prisons last year have already resulted in multiple sexual assaults, according to a lawsuit filed in November on behalf of four incarcerated women. Hundreds of men have applied. So listen to this part. Hundreds of men have applied for transfers to women's prisons, and dozens have already been transferred, feminist legal group WLF said in the filing. I mean, so it's like the men is like, well, they all say they are transgender so that they can be moved to women prison. I mean, since when did common sense become so rare that, I mean, even children, if children are to be managing these prisons, they won't take such decisions. I mean, this is obvious. How can... So you see a grown-up man, bearded man, bald-headed or whatever, says that I'm a woman. So take me to a woman's prison. And then they will take the person because the person says I am a woman. So respect that one. And they go to the woman's prison and they are raping the woman there. In the name of transgender. It just shows the state of the world we are in. This generation, Sodom and Gomorrah were they were jokers. They didn't reach we are. This generation is something else. It's something else. So this is the world. So just say what you are, and that is it. This week I saw one news: a man with full-grown man. You see the face clearly. You know, this man is a man, adult. He says that he's a teenager. So, in sentencing him to prison, the judge has agreed that he should be sent to a juvenile center. So he says he's a transgender teenager. And the judge too agreed. So this man is going to the juvenile center and is going to abuse them there. You know, so it's clearly there's the level of depravity in the minds of people. We are just seeing things. Fortunately, in Ghana, we are not seeing, these extreme things here. But you see, when America pushes something, it spreads to other parts of the world. It's serious. Okay, so that's it. The last news item we have. This is quite worrying. It's a Christian news, and artists respond to Brady Fanatic Goodwin. That's the name of a gospel singer. Who says he's renouncing his faith. So it's like he's abandoning Jesus. He's no longer a Christian. And these things, in the last 2 years, quite a number of these news items have come up. Some even pastors saying they are leaving the faith, and all celebrity singers, they are leaving the faith. It's serious. So this one says, legendary Christian hip-hop artist Brady Fanatic Goodwin, one of the founders of the trailblazing rap group The Cross Movement, announced last week that he is no longer a Christian and no longer believes the Bible. This is serious. His peers in Christian rap are responding to his departure and criticism of the Bible. So in Goodwin's 24-minute January 17 video, the MC and apologetics teacher said he is parting ways with Christianity, but refrained from going into much detail. I sent a letter to my church withdrawing my membership, saying that I'm denouncing the Christian faith that I have believed, professed, proclaimed, and defended for the last 30 years of my life, unquote. Goodwin, widely known by the name Fanatic, shared in his Facebook video announcement. And then in the clip, he calmly explained that his doubts began while attending Lancaster Bible College and increased in 2014 while studying at Westminster Theological Seminary, where it all began to unravel. So the whole problem, he in his problem, it started when he went to the Bible school. Sad. I began to look at the faith and say, man, you could turn this Rubik cube any particular way and end up with a different understanding. And who can say that understanding is right or that understanding is wrong? According to Goodwin, that he was questioning. The Christian rap pioneer shared that he turned to science and found many things in the Bible that he could not reconcile. Upon the release of his video, fans of faith-based hip-hop were devastated by the news. In response, Goodwin's former Cross Movement group members made public statements and defended the faith that they once all held so dear. Also, a founding member of Cross Movement, William Branch, took to YouTube with a long dialogue using several passages in the Bible to respond to Goodwin's renunciation. He shared the history of the Cross Movement and officially addressed some of the things his old friend shared in his video. We love him, and I'm talking about Jesus, and at the same time, Fanatic was right with us. and Fanatic deemed and claimed with us. Branch said, speaking of when they all first became Christians in 1990s, now we are going to start talking about, I don't believe the source that talks about him, the Bible. Remember, Fanatic video was about him having some issues with scriptures, as though the scriptures lied to him. But what about meeting him? Branch inquired, what about what you experience? What about the one you've been working with? Who were you talking to? You know, these are serious questions. And the question is, was he even saved in the first place? That's another question. So Branch, who serves as assistant professor of preaching and Bible for the college at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, said he believes Satan is causing former group member to forget his authentic experiences with God. I know the devil will make us have revisionist history, he said, then illustrated, I guess I was talking into thin air, and then goes on to say the answers to prayer, I guess they were figments of my imagination. The provisions that came when I called the name Jesus, I guess that was all coincidence or luck. And then, no, he said, if you met the Lord Jesus, why turn from him? If you knew the Lord Jesus intimately, not just mentally, but intimately, how can you abandon him? He is real. And then you loved him, even though you don't see him, even though science may not affirm him, even though historians may not affirm the biblical revelation of him, you met him. Goodwin responded to Brand's video on Facebook, saying that if his friend had endeavored to hear my heart like I asked, instead of consistently taking the debate route, he would not have misunderstood him. And then it goes on and on and on. Other singers also commenting. Then one of them, let me finish with that one. He is called Dutton. Dutton said he noticed a change. In more recent times, I've kind of seen him taking his new direction. The nature of his posts on Facebook were telling. The new Jesse native continued and then says that if you had been paying attention, he has been alluding to his departure from Christianity for years now. In September 2021, he was in Florida and came by my church to watch me preach. Dutton detailed. After the service, I asked him how he had been, and he mentioned that I noticed a change in the content of his post on Facebook. He confirmed that there was a change, but they didn't get into details. So when he announced his departure from the faith, I was not surprised at all, but that didn't make the confirmation of it any less disappointing or sad for me. Dutton, who has a huge following in Christian hip-hop, proclaimed his stance in God. I, for one, completely believe the word of God and with every fiber of me. So my brother's current stance deeply grieves me when I think about the eternal state of his soul. I'm praying for my brother to have an eye-opening experience and supernatural encounter with the Lord so that he would turn back to Jesus and restoration can take place. I'm still very hopeful for him and I will be praying without ceasing. Regardless, I still love him and consider him a friend to this very day, he maintained. And this is worrying when people are falling away, and not just ordinary members, but people were looking up to, some pastors, some gospel singers, so they had following, or they have following in the thousands and all. Then suddenly they said they are just leaving the faith, they question the faith. And you see, in this gentleman's own, you see, his whole challenge started when he went to Bible school. Then he started questioning. So you ask yourself that, what was he taught there? What was he exposed to at that place that made him start questioning the word of God? That made him start questioning who Jesus is? And now become more analytical from the scientific point of view and all. you know, we really have to stand firm in these days that the wind of deception is blowing, the wind of, you know, the devil is doing everything to take us away from the faith. So we really have to be careful what we hear, what we do, who we listen to. These are all very important, you see. You know, I remember not long ago listening to one man of God who the Lord showed him how what is happening in the state of some Bible schools. This was in the U.S., but I don't know. Yeah, that was what is a preacher in the U.S. And how some, the people who are God has really called gets there and then they contaminate them in these schools. Not all, but some. You see, and you see, so their mission, they are wolves in sheep clothing, there as lecturers in these schools, purposely to contaminate people's callings into ministry. And this is a typical example of the harm that can be caused if you fall into such a wrong leadership or like wrong teachers at a school. It's sad, it's serious. You see, the devil is really working. He's working. So we should also not lose our guard at all. All right, I'll be back. This is Eben. Issues of Life is the program, Spirit FM in Kumasi, Ghana. And my song, I will be repeating last week's songs that I used. A very beautiful song by Victoria Orenzi. And first one is My Fortress, and then I'll continue from the discussion I started last week.
He's the one preserving you. He's our Lord. According to Psalm 91, he said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, he's your fortress. He's your Lord. He's your shepherd. He has been keeping you, and because you have received him,
your
shine. full of faith.
All right. Really beautiful song. Psalm 91, verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Wow, beautiful song. You know, last week I started talking about the fear in our system now, in the world today. And indeed, the fear is very deep. It's very, very deep. Let me start reading, you know. Yeah, let me start from the foundational verse I used, the 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, where it talks of the spirit of fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we get to see that fear is a spirit. And the fact that it's a spirit means it can grow, it can expand, it can dominate, it can take control, it can influence. And that's exactly what, if you allow it, it will do. You look at the state of the world today, and it's obvious that this spirit has really dominated across board. Sadly, in the church, it's even stronger. And you see, but the reason why I brought up this discussion last week and continue today is the fact that bigger things are coming than COVID. So if we don't overcome our fears and we don't learn to counter it, then when bigger things come, what would we do? And that's the reason. And it's serious, because you see, you don't need to, I mean, just look at the news. The things happening alone, it should give you a signal of how this year is going. But then the issue is not for you to fear, no. But we should build our faith. We should know how to overcome our fears. We should know how to confront our fears. Is it because it's a spiritual thing? So if you don't also adopt spiritual strategies, it will overcome you. And that is the essence of last week's edition and tonight's. I don't know if I can finish, but let's see how it goes. But let me read something, and then we continue from there. From Mark chapter 5. It's one of my favorite parts of Jesus' ministry. So let's skip to verse. This is the Jairus' daughter's encounter from verse 22. And then, so Mark 5:22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Now take note of verse 24. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. So Jesus agreed to go, crowd following as usual. And a certain man, so okay, woman, let's skip. So that's the woman with the issue of blood. Let's skip to verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? 36 is where my interest is. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. Let me repeat. As soon as Jesus heard the word that he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. Logically, the man also heard the same bad news. So Jesus heard it, the man also heard it. But Jesus had to immediately counter what the man heard. You see, because the man heard that information. Jesus heard that information. But why would Jesus say, be not afraid, only believe? Because he knows the effect of what the man has heard and what it's going to do on his faith. Because this man had faith that Jesus was going to pray and, you know, heal the daughter. Now, message comes, your daughter is dead. Why worry the master any longer or any further? Ideally, I mean, as a normal, rational human being, it's like, well, case closed. I mean, it's over. So what's the big deal? But Jesus knew the effect of the negative word that the man had heard. So he had to counter it with a positive one that said, be not afraid, only believe. And now the verse 37. That's also interesting. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Verses earlier, verse 24. And much people followed him and thronged him. Now, as soon as someone delivered the bad news, 37, he suffered no man to follow him except Peter, James, and then John, the brother of James. Why would Jesus stop them, the masses, the crowd, from following? Because the crowd also heard this news. And you can imagine whilst they are following, hey, they said the son is dead, daughter is dead, though. They said the daughter is dead, though. Hey, can Jesus heal? Hey. The concern that would run through the masses, you can imagine. So this thing, a lot of commentary will be going on, and you see, so it will be, the man's faith is going to be shaking. It's like you hear this, people say this, hey, this man, hey, this man, is he sure this is guy? So that's why Jesus just stopped them. All the people were following, he just stopped them, don't follow again. So now he just picks three and then with the man as they go. My emphasis is on today is on the aspect of what we hear, the hearing aspect. Because you see, hearing has a, it's what we hear. It's not just the physical, biological ear that we have, like, okay, you just heard it, it went through your ear. But there's a spirit behind the words that you are hearing. So as you hear it, if it's a negative thing, that can induce fear in you, invoke fear in you, then it starts. You see, so when this whole issue of the world we are in now, the seeds of fear were sown. The media, the politicians, the scientists, fear, 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 fear. You see, so consistently, it's a process. As you hear, you hear, you hear, you hear, it's affecting you. The seed is growing. The seed is growing. The seed is growing. So many people didn't resist what they were hearing. They just believed and accepted it. And they kept hearing. And they kept hearing. And they kept believing. And they kept believing to the point where now it dominates and controls their lives. That's how fear is. Because it's a spirit. So that's how it works. So once you open the door, it will now come in and it will start bringing the relatives, you know, demons. One comes in, okay, let's bring more. So it opens the door for other things to come in. Then the manipulation begins in your life. You see, so the reason why we should resist fear is that if we don't resist it, it will get worse. It would get worse. Fear would run you down where eventually, if care is not taken, you now even question God. Where is God? Where is God? You see, so in this scenario where Jesus immediately said, no, don't be afraid. Immediately had to step in. Be not afraid. Only believe. We should adopt this strategy going forward, because we are going to hear negative things. I mean, seriously, we are going to hear things. That one, you see, the truth, I say it as it is, we are going to hear things this year. We are going to hear it. We are going to see news. We are going to see things. We are going to hear things. But as to how it would influence you, that is an individual issue for everyone. So two Christians or two people who watch the same news, the impact on one will be different from the impact on the other. Because one will open up and fear will enter and dominate. One will see it and will still say, the Lord is my fortress. In him will I trust. So yes, the world is caving in around me, but I still trust in God. He is my fortress. One will see it and, hey, you're ready, woo. And then it's like fear comes in. You see, so we should be very guided by the season we are in, because as for, I mean, the word of God is clear that these things shall come. They would happen. The things that Jesus says will happen before he comes, they are going to happen. They've been happening, and it's going to get worse because it's in, like birth pangs, in incremental. It increases in intensity, and then the duration between events also is shortening. So one big thing happens, it doesn't take long for another bigger one to happen, then another. So we are going to, things are escalating. We are going to see more things regarding Bible prophecy unfolding in our times. But we should be guided by the word of God, so that when we begin to see these things, we are not afraid. And that's why I'm talking about this in this period, because fear is already, I mean, fear has already taken hold on a lot of believers. And my worry is, if something that is not as they've made it to be has caused this much fear on the minds of people, believers, then when bigger things come, how else are we going to receive it? So let's learn. Yes, we might have made mistakes. Yes, fine. Let's repent out of it and decide that enough of this fear thing. We are not going to walk in fear. We are pushing back against fear. We are pushing back and claiming our territory to walk in faith. Because you see, if we don't, it's a warfare thing. It's either you push back or fear pushes you. And for a lot of believers, we are being pushed into the corner more and more. We are being pushed, we are being suffocated in the corner because of fear. But it's time we push back and resist and say, no, enough is enough. The devil, you've had your day, you know, game over. Now I know where I made a mistake. I am taking back my territory. Let's stand our ground as believers and resist the devil. The Bible says if we resist the devil, he will flee. You see, the issue with believers sometimes is we don't resist the devil. We negotiate, we try to negotiate with the devil. And that one negotiation, it's like negotiation. There's like the stronger force eventually can manipulate and influence you. See, you don't go negotiating with the devil. You go resisting. And of course, before you resist, you should also have a footing, a grounding on the word of God and in your spiritual state to resist. You see, so hearing is so important. How we hear. We can't stop hearing. I mean, in the case of Jairus, he couldn't stop the messenger from saying the bad news. It was true. I mean, the fact is the fact. The daughter was dead. So it's a true fact that is being said. And let's, put it in our context now today. If you put on CNN and you hear something has happened here, Russia has done this, there's food crisis here, UN reports, FAO reports, food, this, you put on this, fuel is costing this. You know, it's the truth. It's not a lie, it's the truth. You are seeing it. But now, as to how you receive that information is what makes the difference between believers. Those who will see it and be afraid and fear will take hold and their faith will be undermined, or those who will see it and their faith will build up and say that we see it, yes. Not that we don't see. We see it. But we believe that the Lord is our fortress. We believe that he will provide for us. We believe that he will deliver us. We believe that he will protect us. We believe the blood of Jesus will be our shield. You see, so now it's a choice whether to hear and let fear overcome and dominate, or to hear and say that be not afraid, only believe, you still in the word of God. you still believe in the word of God. You still believe on his promises. You still believe on the prophecies. You see, we should make that firm and bold decision. You see, these are the times we can build our faith and build ourselves ahead of the season. You see, it's like preparing before you get into a war. Preparing before you get into a game. Your preparation makes a lot of difference. So now that things are calm, quote and unquote calm, now that the world hasn't shaken that much, or now that things seem to be a bit on the low key, this is the time to equip yourself. You don't wait in the midst of the storm before now. You are now panicking and it's like, can I even believe God? Can I trust God? You know, we shouldn't wait till we get there before we now start wondering whether there's even God. Whether God's word can even be of help to us at that point in time. Let's see ourselves as the time to learn is now. The time to equip ourselves is now. The time to prepare ourselves is now. Before the storms start. So you see, when the storm starts, if you've done your homework well spiritually, when you see the storms coming, your faith starts rising ahead to confront it. Oh yes, we are seeing it. We know this is coming, but we are not surprised. We know the word of God says this, 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 that. So if it is happening, the same God who said these things will happen will be the same God who will take us through. You see, so your approach to it then is from a defensive and an attack point of view. But if you've not built yourself up in the word of God, you've not built up spiritually, then the little things will be shaking you. And as for the big ones, when it comes, you call it quits. You say, no, no, this Christianity thing, I can't be in it again. I can't trust in God. Then you just leave the faith. So these are very serious times we are in. So let's take these issues ahead of time. Because, you see, that's why it's important what you hear. In the context of Jairus, he couldn't control what he heard. In our case, there are things we can't also control. You hear it anyway. Whether you watch news or you don't watch, eventually when it happens, you hear it. But then, as to how we react is the key thing. The second point regarding the hearing is the things we hear that we can control. Like, let's create that atmosphere of feeding ourselves with positive things. So the type of songs you hear, the type of songs that gets into you, the preaching, the messages you listen to, these things will be building your faith. So let's look at two scenarios here. Christian A, Christian B. Christian A is listening to like the song, like the one I played, Victoria Rinze, The Lord is My Fortress. When you hear these songs, it builds your faith. I mean, seriously, unless you are not correct, then it will not mean anything to you when you hear such a song. But if you are a serious Christian, when you start, you are not that you are singing, but even as you hear it, because it's the word of God, Psalm 91, that is being sung to you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, so as you are hearing it, as some quote and unquote, some say something is doing you, it's like, you know, it gets into you spiritually. You see, these things, you can't measure it. But in the spiritual realm, as you are hearing it, it is working on you. Your faith is increasing. It's like a seed has been planted and you are pouring water on it. You're adding manure. You're adding various things to keep it growing, to nurture it. This is all. As you hear those positive faith building songs, messages, word, as you hear it, audio Bible, see, as you listen, it is increasing your faith. So we should choose the things we listen to that will enhance our faith-building activities. As a Christian, this is not the time I'm listening to Shatawali. I mean, come on. I'm a Christian. At this time, then you are listening to Stoneboy. You are listening to what? How to be. Let's be serious. Let's be serious as Christians. Because, see, you cannot tell me you'll be listening to those songs and your faith will build up from those songs. No. But if I choose to listen to these Bible-based songs, Spirit-inspired songs, you are listening to a Christian who listens to these type of songs. His faith will build up to meet the storms and to overcome and endure the storms. But the one who is listening to those secular songs and virtually nothing. Because spiritually, it's not adding any virtue to you. It's not adding up to your... It's rather undermining your spiritual state. So we should choose the right things to listen to. You should choose the right things we watch. Of course, even when you are watching, you are listening, you know. But guard ourselves what is going into us. You see, we are in very critical moments that we should be selective, highly selective of what we choose, what we watch, what we listen to. We should carefully and wisely and as led by the Spirit of God. So you just can't, anything goes. You're a Christian, anything goes. Any song, you don't mind, you listen. Anything, you see, no. You just can't be a Christian like that and expect to overcome. No. We should consciously guard what we hear, because as we hear it, it affects us spiritually. So if it's the word of God we are listening to, most times, like, I sleep whilst listening to the audio Bible on my phone. So the app, you can set it that it should play after 15 minutes or 30 minutes, it should stop. By then, I would have slept, so it stops. But at least something, feed yourself. If you are walking, you have earphones, you are listening to something, the word of God or some preaching, that is, you are hearing, you are listening, it's building your faith. If a song's too good, word-based gospel songs, not for the songs, the three ones, I don't want to talk about them. Some are, of course, they are good ones, I listen to and all, but the bulk, a lot of it are just crying, iradimewu. We don't need those type of songs at this time, no. We need the faith-building ones, not those that, there's a place for some of those songs. Some are prayer, yes, that is accepted. But see, there are some songs which had no spiritual value, nothing. It's just noise. Some are just noise. So just be selective. Songs you listen to and realize, yes, your faith is building up. The first day I listened to this, not the first day, but like this current program, the one that I played, Victoria Orange's song. You see, as soon as I started listening, I was wow. And it's almost 2 weeks now, I've played the full program. Like, it's over now. Like, she did it in Canada. And you listen. I was talking to one pastor friend. Charlie, this lady, you realize that she is ministering. This is the word of God being sung to you. And it inspires you. It charges you to even pray. So when you listen to, there are some singers, you listen to them, even when you've not thought of praying, you start praying. Yes, you see, the Spirit is moving through them, through the administration. These are the type of things we should be listening to. These are the types we should be listening to. So it is charging us. Because, see, if we don't strictly control what we hear and what we listen to, eventually, when the time comes that you need your faith to defend you, you realize that you are lacking. You are lacking in faith. And you see, there's a reason why there's Bible prophecy. So that you know ahead of time what is coming. Jesus didn't just waste time to mention this will come, that will come. He stated these things so that when you see, you can have an idea of the season you are in. So when you are in a season, just like a student in the exam season, you just know that this is how I should live my life. So you know that this is the season we are entering or we are in and getting deeper. You should know how to, align things in your life well. So there are some things you would have to drop off just to ensure that you are focused spiritually and so that you can sustain your work in the Lord. These are very important things because the hour, as for the hour, is very late. I mean, the hour is very late. The world is virtually spinning into more chaos. A lot of things are coming. But as believers, we should be prepared and we should not be caught unawares. We should know the season. We should know the season so that our faith will be firm. And then when you hear something has happened, be not afraid, only believe. I mean, as soon as you hear, you just counter it with that. Be not afraid. You tell yourself, be not afraid, only believe. God, during this week, talking about the aspect of the what we say. So my emphasis is on two things: what we hear and then what we say. See, because these are key things that when we execute them successfully, it will go a long way to empower us for the times that we are in. Because, you see, we just can't live like how the ordinary believers are living. We are children of the light. We are believers. We should not be this. We should live lives that they will see and come to us. In the midst of the storm, they should see that, no, there's something different about these guys. Let me go to them and ask them why they are not feeling the impact, or why are they at peace? You see, and when they ask you, why are you at peace? Then you refer to them. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And let me just read it again. And it's clear, it says that, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. So when the world has gone crazy with what is happening all around, you will be of a sound mind. And they would wonder, how come everybody is complaining, everybody is this, everybody is that, and you have your peace of mind? Because your peace of mind is not coming from the government, it's not coming from the world systems. Your peace of mind is coming from the word of God. Your peace of mind is coming from Jesus. You see, so your foundation is firmly grounded in the word. Jesus is your stronghold. He is your fortress. He is the rock on which you stand. You see, when you have these words in you, even in the midst of the storms, you are still comforted. Things may not be the best. Things may not be as you would want, but you are still at peace with the Lord. You still have your peace of mind. Because, you are not shaking by what is shaking all the others. You are not shaking because you know the one who is doing the shaking. So you are not worried. You know that this is my God at work and is doing for a purpose. So you see, let's get grounded. Let's understand the season. It's important we understand the season we are in. It's very, very important because knowing the season makes a lot of difference. So typical exam season again, if you know the season, you will not do some things when it's due season for exams. See, so when we walk in that wisdom, because when the Holy Spirit is guiding us based on the word of God, based on Bible prophecy, based on even prophecies he's even giving his children now, you combine everything. Now the Spirit is leading you. You know where you are. You know the season. You know the timelines that this is coming. Let's be wise. Let's know how we go about things. Let's just not do things by heart because you know the season. You see, we should walk in that wisdom. We should walk in that wisdom as children of the Lord. And so if the unbelievers are confused, and you too, the believer, you are confused, then what's the difference? Then what's the difference? So let's stand by faith. Let's grow our faith. Let's do the things that will help us grow our faith. It's very, very, very important. You can send your messages. I have just 10 minutes. Let me finish off briefly this song. I'll be back to finish off. You can send your messages to 0244-638-757. 0244-638-757.
Full of faith. Go full of faith. No fear. I know they fear. No fear. Don't be afraid. No fear. I know they fear. I refuse to be afraid. For those of you in Canada that don't understand, I know they fear means I won't fear. I know they fear. Those of you around the world that don't understand, I know they fear. I know go fear. It means I won't fear. I refuse to fear. Do you understand me? So make this your declaration in this new year, in 2022. Make it your declaration. Say it over yourself again and again. Good things are coming to you. Bad news are not coming to you. Bad things are not coming to you. Your portion you will receive. What is yours you will have. What belongs to you you will get. No man will take your portion. No man will take what belongs to you. The Lord will preserve what belongs to you. This year you will lead many to Jesus. This year you will know Jesus more and you will lead many to Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This year, Lord, you go ahead of us. This year, you are aligning everything. This year, things are falling in place for us. This year, all the land will yield for us. This year, Lord, you go ahead of us. This year, you are aligning everything. This year, things are falling in place for us. This year, all the land will yield for us. So I walk in all God has for me. I recover everything. I walk in all God has for me because Christ is. For me, I recover everything. I walk in total victory because Christ before me. Say, I walk.
Me.
gospel song, I will not fear. Let me read this thing from Pastor Roger. He sends this, Matthew 15, verse 8. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. But then the second part is very interesting. Fear is such a strong vibration or power. It can be picked up by demonic powers from a great distance. You are always manifesting or transmitting something. Whatever you are transmitting will either glorify you or destroy you. So they can pick fear. Demons can pick fear and act on it. You know, it's a spirit. I mean, so demons can, they can see themselves. They can pick the transmission of fear. Hey, Charlie, fear is here. Let's get there quickly. And then they start working on you. So let's resist it, as I said from the beginning. Let's resist it. Let's push back against the enemy regarding fear that is dominating this. I mean, there's fear all over the system. All the news, networks, fear, pushing fear. COVID, this, that. You know, let's resist the fear factor. Yes, the equation that is in the world now, fear factor is a dominant force in it. So you multiply everything times the fear factor, then it's like problem for you. Fear is dominating. Let's remove the fear factor from our equation in our lives and let faith be replaced by that. And let's walk in that victory. Let's walk in that faith. Let's walk. No, you see, we should take control of what influences us. Let's pick and choose. Let's decide that we are going this direction. We are walking by faith and not by fear. Let's decide that we will not be influenced negatively. As for the negativity, it's all around. I mean, it's all around. It's being pushed. Last week, I gave like a bit more elaboration with how the information is being presented to us in the world that makes it look like we are facing a very huge giant. But that's not the case. I mean, because it's a selective information that is being used to make you fear. They know if they give you the full information, you will not be afraid. But they don't want it that way. No, they want you to be afraid so that you can be controlled. That's all that is happening in the world now. It's about human control, controlling you. And fear, when your people are afraid, they can be controlled easily. So we are seeing it. But let's remove ourselves from that list of those who are afraid. Let's remove it. Good night, and thank you for listening to Issues of Life this evening. I'm uploading the file. You can listen to last week's edition on spiritissues.info, and then in the Telegram group, I uploaded it there as well. So you can get it, spiritissues.info, and God will, next week we'll be continuing. So good night, and God bless you.